Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. It's a pasuk in Chumash. You, the Jewish nation, are children. Literally, bonim. We are children to Hashem. And as a ben, we have a right to come to our father and beg. Not because I'm worthy. Not because I'm great. Not because I have any right. I'm entitled to nothing. And I'm not saying to Hashem, you know, I'm a chashuv guy and I deserve and this is coming to me. Entitlement. Come on, this is what I... No. There is nothing coming to me. I'm nothing. I'm deserving. I'm Shem. I'm coming to you as a son to a father asking for help. Please. And the reason why tefillah is so potent and so effective is because it hits that relationship. When a person turns to his father and says, Tati, please help me, the father listens and the father answers. And Kol Shekein, when it's a father who's so merciful, so kindly, so loving, so giving, that it breaks all bonds. You know, I want to share with you guys a story that... You get in, you know, in yeshiva they train you to do some things, but not a lot of things. I was not trained to handle this following scenario. It used to be a big deal to drive the yeshiva to Blatchia. It was considered a big kavod, especially got to talk to the yeshiva and learning back and forth. One time it was my chance. I got the opportunity. I go to pick up the yeshiva, and so it's 12 o'clock, midday, right there on Groton Street. I open the door, go in, bring the yeshiva out. I open the door to the car. And before the Rishiva sits down, the Rishiva does this. He gives me a full bear hug. Barry, I love you. And I'm standing there, 12 o'clock noon on Groton Street, a grown man, and a Gadol B'Yisrael is hugging me, telling me, I love you. What do you say? I mean, I love you too, Rabbi. So what I did was, I said, and then when the Rishiva let me go, I kind of allowed the Rishiva sit down, close the door, and continued about my business. Now, why am I telling you that? Because when you have the opportunity to be amongst Gedola Yisrael, you'll see that love, that flowing kindness, that Ahava is something that's innate and intrinsic. And gentlemen, it's a little bit of a chiddush, but I'm telling you, that is our relationship with our Creator. Hashem loves us. Hashem waits for us. Hashem wants our tefillahs, and Hashem is there as a father waiting for us to ask. But you'll notice that there's a big difference between your relationship when you're 2 to your father and your relationship when you're 15. You know, when you're a 2-year-old kid, you're so cute and you just love to sit on your father's lap and your father loves to have you sit on his lap. But when you're 15, you're no longer sitting on your father's lap. And when you're 25, your father really doesn't want that kind of attention. And it changes. Your relationship changes. Your devotion. Now, don't get me wrong. Your father still loves you. But it's a little different. By the way, I want to share with you guys something my grandmother, when she was an older woman, said to me many, many times. She said to me, remember this. Your parents are your best friends. Your parents are your best friends. And when I was younger, I didn't appreciate that so much, but I wanted to tell you what she was saying. You know what she was saying? People have this attitude. Listen, especially, you know, I got friends, I got buddies, you know, my friends will take care of me if ever I'm in trouble. Gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying to you. If you're ever in trouble, I mean, imagine you did something stupid. Somebody offered you a business deal and it was a little shady and you shouldn't have, you knew you shouldn't have, but you went ahead with it and you got busted. You got arrested. And you're now in jail, and you have to make a phone call to raise the $10,000 bail. How many of your friends are you going to rely on to say, 10 grand, no problem? Let's make it better. It becomes a serious court case, and you got to hire lawyers. And the legal bill is $100,000. How many of your buddies, how many of your good friends, oh, we hung out in high school and we kept in contact, we were the best of the best. How many of your buddies can you rely on for, you know, $100,000? You can't. But you know that no matter what your relationship is with your father, you can always go back. And if you're in trouble, and I mean if you're really in trouble, you can always bank on those people. Your parents. And by the way, gentlemen, it's not even, oftentimes it's not even your spouse. But your parents, your father and your mother who brought you into this world are the only people you could ultimately rely on, trust, and depend on no matter what. No matter what. But again, your relationship to your parents when you're 2 is very different than when you're 15 and very different when you're 25. When you were 2 years old, you were cute and you sat on your father's lap. It was great. But your father's not going to show up to jail to bail you out and say, "Hi, Maishala, you're such a cutie pie. 10 grand, no problem, because you're so cute. And just a pinch of cheeks, it's worth it." It's going to be rough because some of that natural chain dissipated. But I want to share something with you. That love that Hashem has for us doesn't change. It's unconditional. That same chain, when the father holds his newborn baby for the first time in his arms and he feels a bonding and attachment. My wife asked me, Baruch Hashem, we just had a kid, and my wife was kissing the baby and she said, "Isn't this weird? This baby wasn't here. It wasn't existing. I never knew that. And now I'm kissing the baby." That bond, that attachment starts to dissipate, starts to lessen, because it's something that's implanted, a foreign entity into the heart of a human. But our relationship with Hashem doesn't change. That unconditional love doesn't dissipate, doesn't change, and Hashem loves us with that same intensity, that same powerful, powerful bond and love when you're 2, when you're 15, when you're 25. If you want to understand how tefillah works, it works because we're appealing to a much higher level emotion. We're appealing to Hashem's rachamim. Sarah Imenu understood this. She understood that these three men who walked into her world were powerful. They were Nevi'im who had the koach of an Elisha. They could pour oil and it would continue out. But they didn't have the power necessary that a tefillah that finds favor in Hashem's eyes does. And as much as she respected them, she recognized what she needed was something much greater. The only thing that could possibly help her was a tefillah that found favor in Hashem's eyes. And now, gentlemen, I want to share something with you that I think is very, very important. I have a recommendation. For many people, in fact, probably for most of us, davening is very difficult. It's a hard thing to do. I'm talking to the walls. I mean, I try, I work, I'm like, come on, I'm reading the words. I have a recommendation. You want to work on davening, you want to work on tefillah, I actually heard Rick Krohn mention this, and it's a very good idea. Personalize every Shemoneh Esrei. What that means, the next time you're davening, in Shema Kolenu, in English, make a request. The halacha is you're allowed to ask, main, the bracha, anything that's